This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
A bomb threat this afternoon causing the evacuation of the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office and the Ingham County Circuit Court. Police clearing the building complex in downtown Lansing after the threat was reported at around 2 p.m. Further details are pending. With nothing to go on, the City of East Lansing is now offering a reward for any information regarding the burnt Quran found in front of the Islamic Center over the weekend. Police Captain Kim Johnson, talking to WILS this afternoon, explains that the $10,000 is being offered as media attention remains focused on the incident.
We established this reward to help try and generate some interest, generate some leads that our investigators can work off of to try and identify who this person or persons could be.
Economic development officials in Lansing fighting back in more ways than one. Rich Hurl has the story you'll hear only on WILS.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation disputing recent claims made by groups like the Mackinac Center and some lawmakers who say that the company is giving tax breaks to the wrong people with nothing coming into the economy. President Greg Main tells WILS's Tony Conley.
They're just wrong. The money that goes out through these tax credits doesn't go to anybody unless, in fact, they demonstrate that they have actually created the job. And that's how the tax credits are paid out.
And with that, this week, the MEDC announced that a dozen projects are getting tax breaks that would create more than 4,000 new jobs and generate more than $100 million in new investments in the state. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Approval still pending from the Lansing City Council on a request by Abundant Grace Faith Church to turn the old Farmer Jack grocery store on Cedar Street into a place of worship. Councilwoman Carol Wood tells WILS's Tony Connolly she expects the deal to be completed.
And this came out of committee of a whole with enough support there, so I do believe that it's just a matter of crossing our T's and dotting our I's.
The latest state unemployment numbers show no change. The August unemployment rate remains at 13.1%. That's about 634,000 Michigan residents currently without a job. And the new Chevy Volt, GM's hybrid electric vehicle, has been unveiled to state lawmakers at the Capitol as it gets set to go on sale in November. Governor Granholm went for a ride around the building.
You want to make sure that the price of electric vehicles is not so high that people won't choose to ride in them. And that's what the incentives from the federal government do.
The City of East Lansing now offering a $10,000 reward for information identifying the person responsible for the burnt Quran found outside the East Lansing Islamic Center. Police Captain Kim Johnson tells WILS this afternoon it's still not clear what potential charges would be filed.
Our investigators are working with the prosecutor's office to look at the different criminal statutes that are involved. When we identify this person, hopefully we can interview him and maybe determine what kind of intent that was involved.
Ingham County Sheriff's deputies arresting a Brighton man near Weberville after finding a loaded weapon, bulletproof vest, and anti-government propaganda in his vehicle. 48-year-old Richard McLeod later admitted to having connections with a Michigan militia group, the FBI now involved in the investigation. More progress towards getting a new state budget in Lansing. The House has approved compromise budgets for the state police, military, and veteran affairs that will now head to the Senate. Majority Leader Mike Bishop optimistic about the big picture.
I think we're looking very good. Conference committees are working together, and we have two committee conference reports ready to vote on this week, and next week we'll try to finish it all off.
And a proposal in Lansing aims to crack down harder on adults who provide alcohol to minors. Under the two-bill package approved by the House and now before a Senate committee, a person's driver's license could be suspended if they're convicted of selling or otherwise furnishing alcohol to a minor. Congressman Mark Schauer here on WILS playing a key role in today's hearing centering around Enbridge and its July oil spill in Marshall. Schauer spoke this morning with WILS's Tony Conley.
They're responsible for making sure that the community is made whole, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that happens.
Are you angry?
I am angry. I'm very angry.
A story you're hearing only on WILS, the Lansing-based MEDC this week announcing tax breaks created more than 4,000 new jobs across the state, disputing recent claims by some lawmakers that the breaks were given to businesses that are not helping the state's economy. President Greg Main tells WILS.
They're just wrong. The money that goes out through these tax credits doesn't go to anybody unless, in fact, they demonstrate that they have actually created the job, and that's how the tax credits are paid out.
The National Association of Realtors says it appears that Michigan is pulling out of its 10-year recession. Home sales in Michigan were over 160,000 during the second quarter of this year, just a 0.5% behind the same quarter in 2009. In Lansing, prices were just over 92,000, up over 13% from last year. And tomorrow marks the kickoff of the 20th annual Michigan Harvest gathering campaign in Lansing and statewide. Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land tells WILS you can donate canned goods at your local Office Branch.
We'll bring that to the food banks, and all that you donate will go to the folks in Michigan.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a chance of showers, cloudy, low around 57. Tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, breezy, high near 67. And tomorrow night, a 30% chance of rain, areas of fog, otherwise cloudy, low around 48. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.